Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Welcome to LGBT Greek News. I'm your host, Cupid. I have here with me on our first President Speak series is Keisha Pleasance, the national president of Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity Incorporated. We will be interviewing her in just a moment, but first, let me tell you about our community service opportunities that are going on. Alpha Lambda Zeta Fraternity Incorporated is having their second annual hat and mitten drive. It's the Houston Colony that's doing this. It will be December the 14th, which is today. They will be in downtown Houston. I don't have any other contact information due to Majestic just put it out there, and I didn't get places or where. But if you hit her up on the lesbianning.com site, on her page, I'm sure she has all the details. But that's really great. If everybody can donate one hat and the mittens to a child or an adult that's homeless, that would be wonderful. We're trying to keep them warm as much as possible. All right, also, we have Pan Radio, which is Phi Alpha Nu. Their show is also today. Actually, it'll be in a couple of hours from now. This is aired on Sunday at 4 p.m. until 4:30. And they are actually interviewing, I believe, the National Executive Director of Alpha Lambda Zeta Fraternity Incorporated. Please feel free to check it out. I think it'll be great. I've heard wonderful things about their show. And now we're going to go into our big thing that we've been talking about, which is called President Speak Series, where we are going to let the presidents of all these Greek LGBT organizations come on our show and talk to us, tell us about their organization, what they're doing. So we'd like to welcome Keisha Pleasance. How are you today?
Doing good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let's start off by, I'm going to ask a couple questions. And just, feel free. Tell us anything and everything you want us to know about your org. Right now, everyone is closing out their year, and when you look back, how do you view the progress of your fraternity?
Oh, the progress of Sigma Omega Phi is going very good. I think that, as we're coming along, we've accomplished a lot of stuff we've accomplished that we shouldn't have, as far as being so young, in the LGBT Greek world. But the way we're going, if we stay on that steady pace where we're just bringing in quality people and we're for real trying to get out there into the community, not just the gay community, but the whole community as a whole, then that's enough progress for us.
Oh, wonderful. And then also, what are your major focuses? Like, what has been the major focuses among your members that you're gearing towards your members?
Well, a lot of our focuses are actually geared towards our members as far as our growth and our development. We are trying to, work with each other in, different workshops that we have going on, which we call our brotherhood workshops. It allows us actually to sit down and get to know that person, not just when you meet up with them three or four times out of the year, but this is, getting to know you type stuff. Getting to know things about your brothers that you might not have thought that you might have had in common with them, but you find out that you do. So these workshops are opening up different avenues for us, as well as helping us with just management of the organization as a whole, from the top to the bottom.
Wow. I noticed you earlier, first question I asked you, you mentioned that you guys are relatively young, which you are. So I'm under the assumption, since I am one of the co-founders, we are almost about a year old, right?
Yeah.
So what we want to do is, I have a question that, because you are relatively young, what do you feel makes Sigma Omega Phi stand out from all of those that have been around for several years?
Just some of the different programs that we have actually going right now. We had our first conclave back in July in Atlanta. And in Atlanta, we actually passed a few things that we're actually doing right now and that are very successful for the organization. Our radio station that we're actually on right now, that is up and coming, it's a wonderful thing. It's a way for Sigma Omega Phi to get out there, as well as for Sigma Omega Phi to announce other LGBT Greek organizations with the stuff that they have going on. Just for people that's just, sitting at home, not just, like I said, in the LGBT world, but just, they family. They just sitting at home and, you on your computer, whatever, typing, and, it's like you hear this and then you have she said, which I'm pretty sure, you know, some folks have been listening to. I myself, I'm not going to lie, I've been listening to it, and it's rather funny. So that is going on with the radio station, as well as we have some other things that's in the making to make this radio station really up and coming and just, you know, if not fun for not, you know, I say Omega 3 family listeners, we want to make it fun for everybody. So, yeah, we have the radio station, as well as we have enacted a GED program. We are the first LGBT Greek organization to promote a general education diploma program because I'm pretty sure that we all as LGBT Greeks have had people to inquire about membership that do not have their high school diploma. So the thing that we do is we don't actually, you know, pay for it because what we want to do is we want to help be your mentor, help get you through this, help with studying, you know, someone to just stick on you just to go ahead and see this through because regardless if you get your GED and, you know, you decide that, you know, you don't have to just pledge or want to be a pledge of SOP. You could be an interest of somebody else and still want to be in this GED program. That's what we're about. We're about, you know, getting that community out there so that if we can help somebody get whatever they need, then that's what we do. We actually have some teachers that actually are helping us out with this to make sure that people get that extra study time when it does come to obtaining that GED because it really can be hard getting from what I've heard. The next thing that that we definitely have going here is the military chapter. We are the first and only LGBT Greek organization that says that they have a military chapter. I'm pretty sure other LGBT Greeks have military members, but we actually have a chapter that is for military people because, I mean, everybody needs something. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people out there in the military that do want to do something. And, you know, this is a way for that to come. Just as well as I, you know, want to put out there that, you know, we all as LGBT Greeks are really trying to get, you know, the word out there. It's not to say that you have to join our organizations or anything like that, but just, you know, come check us out and see what we have to offer that it is all good.
Oh, okay. Now, you mentioned the unity that Sumo Omega Phi puts out there to the, you know, out there. What are your views about the LGBT Greek unity?
It's getting there. It's definitely come a long way since I've been in the LGBT Greek life. It's definitely come a long way. For the first sorority that I saw was in Atlanta when we went to Conclave. And we had a good little time out with them and everything. And it's just that some of us, we are kind of spaced out. So it's kind of hard to actually, I say, maybe get together. Maybe that's something that folks in the future could do, you know, on a chapter level. I know that's something that the Sigma chapter of Sigma Omega Phi is in hopes and working with the Sigma chapter of Alpha Psi Kappa in the future. It hasn't been worked out, but I know that's something that I want to do. So I'm going to definitely get that running. But, I mean, I know that we have, you know, a lesbian sorority site where we all just get on there and get our chat on and stuff like that. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's another site. I'm really not on that site. I be on the sites that I try to stay away from it just so I can kind of see, you know, what's going on and everything. But the view on the LGBT Greek organ, I think it does have some work that needs to be done as far as, you know, maybe setting aside a certain conference or something like that where everyone can get together for a weekend and just have a good time.
Okay. And you know, everybody talks about, you know, we as the LGBT Greek community is always recruiting. Why would someone consider membership in any of the LGBT Greek orgs?
For a lot of reasons. One, I know as I could say from certain studs point of view, our friends stay far and few because we might have trust issues or just that we just have that one good stud friend and that's it. But being in, you know, whether it's for a femme or for a stud or for males or what have you, this allows you to be with you know, people that are like you. It helps you to network. It helps you to get a chance to meet people that you would have never met before in your lifetime. It allows you to travel. It allows you to get out there and to grow and just to experience, most of all, that LGBT, that not LGBT, but just that Greek experience. A lot of us have been to school and have been to college, have seen different movies about just that whole experience, and you want that. And if you've been to college or if you've been to a community college or just anything, sometimes because who we are, especially as being an aggressive female, you're not allowed to really partake in that process. And you really want to. And there's a lot of people that really want to do this. They still don't know that there are LGBT Greeks out there. So, I mean, for me, that was my thing when I got into the whole Greek experience, was that I didn't know that it was out there. This was something that it was, you know, I really wanted to do. And once I did it, I've been doing what I've been doing, and I've been running ever since.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, there are houses out there. Everybody wants to compare us as, you know, the Greek as fraternities and sororities to these houses. And houses have been around for some time. What makes the Greek orcs different from the houses, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I think the thing that definitely is the difference is being in a Greek organization, everyone's on one level. You know, I know because I'm not associated or affiliated with a house, but, you know, if I'm not mistaken, you have your house mother, your house father, and, you know, you come in however you come in. But here is, you know, is members. Yes, you might have boards, things like that, but, you know, it's one sisterhood, it's one brotherhood. Yes, they are still one as well, but that's just my opinion on it.
Okay. Now, we're about to go into 2009. What can we look forward to from Sigma Omega Phi?
A lot of things. We actually have, we're actually going to be the feature and the cover story in Aggressive Magazine. If I'm not mistaken, it's going to be coming out between February and March of 2009. It was actually fun and exciting for us. We actually got to sit down when we got together for our fall retreat in Virginia to sit down with RJ, who did a good interview with us and everything, and we're actually very excited about that interview, just as well as Aggressive Magazine is. Aggressive Magazine is a magazine that is based in the Virginia, D.C. metro, if I'm not mistaken, in the Boston, Massachusetts area, as well as just on various sites via Internet. But they are really working on trying to get Greek organizations, you know, out there and stuff like that, not just Sigma Omega Phi, but it's their first anniversary as well as getting ready to be our first year anniversary on January 15th. Theirs is a separate date, just want to throw that out there. But that's how, you know, things got rolling, and it's just something, it's wonderful. I'm very excited. We all are. We really want to get, you know, get this magazine out there and show, you know, folks, you know, what SOP is about and just some of the different things that we want to do, just made that maybe a little bit more in-depth than what you and I are getting to on the phone tonight.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, I know I was excited about it. So, you know, as a member, I'm, like, real pumped about that. Let's take a moment. Let's talk a moment about you. You are a founder of this elite organization. How does that feel?
I mean, it feels very great. I'm a very humble person, so it's nothing that, you know, I've flown off, you know, and just, founder and stuff like that, but I really try not to dwell on it because, in the end, the thing that I need to be remembering is, as well as that I'm a founder, I am a member, so I try to keep it kind of level. None of the founders, you know, go around. I'm pretty sure any founder in any organization really never, you know, goes around with that, you know, that air about themselves. It's just, it's chill, it's yeah, but, you know, it's not about me, it's how you doing, you know. So I think that's the most about it, that it's a wonderful feeling, but at the end, you know, you are still a member, just like anybody else.
Now you're the president. You're driving this car. What is your leadership style with your board and with your members?
Open. I'm a very open person, easy person to come and talk to. You have to be. But you have to have that business about you to know when to keep that business and that personal. You know, when it's time for that meeting to start, you know that I love you, but, you know, we got to make sure that the business sense of the organization, you know, is still going. I'm a leader, but I'm a leader that knows when to follow. But when I follow, I need to be led by a great leader, because I know of some of just the things that, I mean, I'm capable of doing, but I like to feed off of other people, take what works, and then make it tweak. If it's something that's not right, I'm going to try to figure out and sit down and come up with something that sometimes causes sometimes me in this position causes problems at home on a personal level, because I'll be in that mode where, you know, it's about business. And I might, you know, for instance, forget that, you know, I have two kids running around the house and my dog barking, and it's time to, you know, go eat or something like that. But I'm a very driven person, very, very laid back. And, you know, everybody in the organization knows that they could come to me, not just in the organization. I have friends in other LGBT Greek organizations that, you know, give me a call and, you know, we just talk about some things and just chit chat. But any, you know, president has to be, you know, you have to be open. You got to be open for criticism. You know, everybody know you always got somebody looking at you just trying to see what you're doing, but, you know, everything has to be ran smoothly. I try to make sure that as far as my board knows that, you know, you need to do what you need to do. They know that they can come to me, you know, for help. That's what I'm about. I'm about helping everybody else, making sure that they need what materials they need to be successful in their position. And then when I get everything and I can put it together, then I can go to my members and say, this is what's going on. But as well as you're doing things, you have to have that good, not saying that proof that things are being done, but you have to be able to show, as well as you saying that you can do it, you have to be able to show that it can be done.
Okay. Well, before we end this, or our last question actually, is what would you like to leave our listeners with about Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity Incorporated and you, Geisha Pleasant?
Well, I'm not going to say too much about myself because, you know, the organization, you know, is not about me or the five other founders that, you know, got this thing going. It's about the people that's in it. The thing about SOP and what I feel about it is true love, for real. It's not like, you know, we're standoffish with each other. Everyone has problems. Every organization, you know what I'm saying, has their kinks and has their problems. But when you have those problems, you know, sit down and talk to your brother, to your soror, to whoever about the problems that, you know, you're having so that it doesn't affect anything within your organization. The thing about SOP is that we can come to each other, we can hug each other, and for real be serious about the hug. It's not a dap, it's an actual hug. As well as I'm pretty sure everyone else has that same feeling when they all get together and it's Sunday and it's time to leave. And everyone just standing in the parking lot because no one wants to leave. You know, that's what anyone in any LGBT Greek organization wants. And that's just about it. Just check out the website, you know, www.sigmaomega52008.org, and check out for the fams who listening, to Phi Omega Delta, and then to any guys out there, the males, we got Delta Omega Zeta, the Omega 3 family. It's definitely an up-and-coming family. That's all three of the orgs together. We make up the Omega 3 family, so that is definitely up-and-coming this spring. We got some things that's about to happen, so that's about it.
Well, thank you, Keisha. It has been great. It has been a pleasure. As you've given me some more insight, even though I'm a member and one of the co-founders and on for it, but it gave me, it just, you know, it made me feel good. No, there's more stuff I didn't even know. So, and I'm glad.
Well, yeah.
You know.
But you know, the thing is, Q, you know, sometimes being the president, I can't tell you everything.
I feel you. I understand. And I respect you. You are a great president. We have had fun tonight. Let me get my shout-outs. And you have a wonderful evening, because I know
right.
the chapter just had a interest meeting, so I know you're tired.
Yes.
And I hope I'm sure that went very well.
Yeah.
You know, definitely get some rest. And, of course, I will talk to you another day. Then, you know, we're going to continue our radio show for another 9 minutes. I got a couple of things, announcements I got to make. So it has been great. Thank you very much, Keisha.
All right. Have a good night, Keith.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was wonderful. I enjoyed that. Like I said, it's stuff, my president, great president, I must say. Always on the ground, running, always working overtime. Let me do my shout-outs, because I only got 9 more minutes. So we're going to do this real quick. Like Keisha said before, never before has this innovative magazine featured an LGBT Greek fraternity. Their one-year anniversary will help kick off our one-year anniversary, Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity Incorporated, which is a Gressus magazine. Sigma Omega Phi is the feature story and on the cover of this magazine. As Keisha has announced, it will be hitting the streets. I believe it's February, it's either February, March issue, or it's a January, February issue. But we will be keeping you abreast of when that is so that you can get it, and we will be putting it out on our website, on all our everything that we have, on MySpace downlinks. All our members will be doing that. And remember, Sigma Omega Phi is no doubt paving each and every road, what? Navy and gray. We are out there. Check out Aggressive Magazine at www.aggressivemagazine.com. Check them out. They're awesome. We love them. They're wonderful. Also, for those of you who have checked out that show, you know what I'm talking about. She said talk show. It is one, like you said, it's hilarious. But on top of that, it does have some good points in there. They have been doing The Promiscuous Woman. The first show was about promiscuous women, and the second show was part two of that. And that aired December 13th at 10:30. That was last week. Please check it out. It is funny. It is hilarious. But here's the scoop. Starting January, that show will go to an hour and a half. It will be an hour and a half, yes. And I know everyone is excited about it. If you have not heard it, please check out. It's www.blogradio.com/thedoghouse, and it's BADOGGHAUZE. Yes, that's the doghouse. We're on it. That is the Sigma Omega Phi Radio Network. Please check us out. That's where you can hear anything and everything about She Said Talk Show. The last show they did was Promiscuous Women Part 2. It is hot. The hosts are Vixen and Venom, and their switchboard sidekick is Alan. Check them out. There, we'll be having the next show. Again, let me go ahead and say the disclaimer on this show is they are an independent show. So their views are not reflections of the Sigma Omega Phi Radio Network or the fraternity. This is an independent show. They asked us if they could come on and put something together, and we gave them a slot of time. It is a great show, though. It is informational. What it is it gives you the insight of one topic and how a aggressive femme will see it and how a feminine femme will see that same topic. So you want to check that out. I actually want to give some love out to a friend of mine that is working on, she has this awesome site called Black Lesbian Entertainment Zone. If you want to know what's happening in your city, please hit her up at www.blez.com. And that les is not with an S, it's with a Z. So it's BLEZBIAN.com. Check her out. She's just getting started. If you're having parties, put your stuff on her site. It's free as far as I know, and let her know that you heard it here on the show, the LGBT Greek News. All right? Another thing, this is really exciting that Sigma Omega Phi is doing, network radio station is actually doing. It is, if you're looking for an inspirational word, or you want to know about other religions, or you want to understand how a scripture might fit you into your daily life, January 2008, Sigma Omega Phi, Phi Omega Delta, and Delta Omega Xi's chaplains will be bringing you the inspiration show. This is going to be hot. It's 3 days a week.
They will hit all three of those aspects each show. It's a 15-minute show. It's something just to get you, like, pumping on that Monday. They're going to do Monday inspiration. Then they're going to do, I think they're doing Wednesday, and they're doing Friday. So, you know, we're going to have some more information about that. But if you will, check us out for some details forthcoming on our website at www.SigmaOmega52008.org. Check it out. Again, we are excited about the things that are happening next year. I will not even see you. You won't even hear from me until next year, because I know everybody's going to get their eat on for Christmas Day, get their party on for New Year's. I'm a little disturbed about that New Year's because it is on a Wednesday. So somebody hit me up and tell me where the party is on January 3rd, because I'm not partying on New Year's Eve. I'm bringing the New Year on January 3rd on a weekend, because I'm going to be at work the next day. Got to make that money. But anyway, it has been real. It has been wonderful. This year has been great for myself, Cupid. It has been great for Sigma Omega Phi, and it has been awesome for Sigma Omega Phi Radio Network. It has been great to bring this show to you this year, and next year it's going to get even louder. You guys have a great and safe holiday. It's much love from Sigma Omega Phi to all LGBT Greek organizations. See you next year. Good night.